Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I have a very special guest, and I know I say they're special, but this is one of my favorite people on the planet, although I don't get to talk to her and see her very often because we're kind of in two different worlds. Texas is a long way away from Florida. Donna Harris is on the line with me. Donna, hi. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. It's my pleasure to be here. I always look forward to talking to you.
Well, thank you for coming back and talking with me, and I invited Donna to come on the program, ladies and gentlemen, because I met her at a conference. That's the story. That's how it goes. We sat next to each other, and it was an educational program over in Orlando. You flew all the way from Texas.
I flew from Texas, and it was a multi-day conference, and I had the pleasure of sitting next to you and your wonderful staff, and I just saw what good work you do and was so impressed with you that I've, as you know, stayed in touch with you and really enjoy our friendship.
Well, thank you, and it was, for our listeners, it was a conference on, well, at the time, what was it? How to pitch your television show Well, and so, but for me, I was there to kind of, I didn't really have any idea what I wanted to do with some television. But what the end result was, as you know, Don, is we ended up producing in my, we had an actual production company come in and produce it right in-house in my office and converted a conference room into a TV set. And so we have 17 television shows.
Wow.
That, yeah, and they're available on my website, of course, and a lot of my listeners know that. And also going to be available through a new app we have released for the smartphones. Real Money David Holland is a search for our listeners. They can go and take a look at that. That's a sneak peek because we haven't made a big splash letting everybody know yet, but all those television shows are right there on that app, Real Money David Holland.
Well, I know what I'm doing this afternoon, man. That's fantastic.
Well, very good. So that's how, ladies and gentlemen, that's how I met Donna. Now, what's special about Donna, beside her being a very, very nice person, is Donna does some very interesting work, and I just got attached to her and really am fascinated by what she does. She works as a mediator, and in Texas, so she's an attorney.
Correct.
Long-time attorney, and in Texas, you have what is it called? Mandated or court required?
Court mandated mediation prior to having a trial before a judge or a jury. Yes.
Okay, so they want to make sure that you can't handle it yourselves before the judge has to decide for you.
Exactly.
Okay. So I wanted Donna to come back on because there's a trend going on, and I wanted Donna to give us her perspective. Doesn't matter, she's in Texas. She's going to be able to give us her keen insight from her experience doing this as long as she has and seeing all kinds of couples come in and fight like cats and dogs.
Yes.
or come in and 10 minutes in, they're all finished. But
I've seen that too.
Yeah, I'll bet you have. Okay, uncle. But I wanted her to weigh in and give us the benefit of her experience and boots on the ground, if you will, seeing divorces firsthand. And there's a trend going on, Donna, and I know you know all about it. It's called the graying of divorce. And almost on cue, I saw in the paper this morning that Captain and Tennille are getting divorced.
Oh, I saw that. 32 years, I believe, they've been married.
So I guess after all is said and done, love doesn't always keep us together.
I guess not. And both of them, I believe, are in their early 70s.
You're exactly right.
So that's truly a heartbreaker.
It is. But it speaks to this trend. Because who would have thought, you know, if you can put up with him till he's 70, good grief, you ought to be able to put up with him a little longer, right?
Exactly.
Well, and it struck me, and I said, boy, this is darn convenient. I could talk to Don about this, but it struck me that this is a trend. And, of course, part of it is, you know, tongue-in-cheek what I just made mention of, and that is that, you know, when life expectancies weren't so long, maybe you could put up with it a little. But now you know, it's not unusual. In fact, I just saw a woman yesterday, Donna. She came in and she's 94 years old.
Oh, my.
You know, so we are living a lot longer as a people. And so, but there's a lot of other things I imagine that go into this. And so what are you seeing? I wanted to first get your perspective because, again, you're seeing this in the practice that you do in doing the mediation. What are you seeing about the ages and what do you think's driving it?
Well, you know, it's odd that you do bring this up. I literally yesterday in my office did a mediation for a couple who'd been married 23 years. They had three kids, two of whom were under 18. The other one was in first year college. The lady was as nice as she could be, but she was a homemaker. And they had separated about 8 months ago. And the problem with women like that, and I'm not picking on women because I are a girl too, but women, we are so bad about holding on and sticking our head in the sand and not really wanting to accept the reality that a divorce is happening. This woman, for example, she was had made no effort whatsoever to find a job during the 8 months they'd been separated, and absolutely, God bless her, had a meltdown in my office, literally an emotional meltdown, when she finally understood that her husband, when he becomes her ex-husband, will not be required by law to support her. We have some relatively new alimony laws in Texas.
Okay.
It's called spousal maintenance.
Okay.
But there are so many stringent requirements. You have to be married so long. You have to meet certain elements of not being able to meet your reasonable minimal needs, either by getting a minimum wage job or have a, God forbid, physically or emotionally handicapped child. So the thing I would say to women, especially older women, David, and I'm so glad your programs and your information is out there on the web for the world to hear. And if I can do anything today by talking, it is this one point.
Yes, ma'am.
Men and women both, but especially women, they're intelligent women, they're smart women, they're skilled, but they pay zero attention to their finances. They have no idea where they have their investments, or if they have investments. They have no idea if their husband has a 401k plan or even what a 401k plan is. They rely too heavily over the years, like this woman did yesterday. And then when the divorce comes around, she has no knowledge of what's going on, has never worked outside the home, doesn't know how to handle money, and if she has money, and these folks had probably about a $600,000 estate, but when she gets her portion of it, she won't know what to do with it. She'd not seen a financial advisor. I encouraged her to even turn the TV on, listen to your programs, listen to Susie Orman, take a little class, get a book, go to a financial advisor.
Well, tell her about my app.
I will. I guarantee you that.
Well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, Donna, because it, you know, one of the things I think that especially if somebody's got hopes of trying to, well, there's so much there you just shared. First, you know, women and men, and it's not just women, it's both ways.
True.
They got to know what's going on. And because I've seen it the other way around, where the woman handles everything and the man doesn't have a clue.
That's true.
Even where his IRA is invested, she handles all of it for him. So it's not just, but of course, you know, the traditional nature of this is it is much more where the woman is in the dark. And so that is an enormous thing, because if they don't know what's where, you know, it's difficult for them to find it, and awfully hard, especially if they are, you know, especially if the tribe is spoken and they get blindsided, you know, voted off the island.
Exactly.
When, you know, and so there, it's
exactly.
It's going to be very difficult. But the other thing that you spoke to is, you know, the either head in the sands, but I think sometimes in the hopes of trying to reconcile, trying to play nice.
That's what this woman yesterday was doing. She was trying to hold on to the marriage and hold on to, frankly, his income. And that is not a positive way to handle it, because I believe, like Texas, Florida has what's called no-fault grounds for divorce.
Yes, exactly right.
And that means that what's that country western song? Some call it love, let's call it quits. It only takes one person to prove your grounds for divorce. So,
well, and we've got some other things afoot in Florida that I want your opinion on is coming with alimony or could come. So let's do this, Donna. Let's take a quick break and we'll come right back, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, that sounds great.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read. You'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
If you're just joining us, Donna Harris, a good friend of mine, lives in Texas. She is a veteran attorney and acts as a mediator in divorce resolution or settlement in the great state of Texas.
Correct.
And, you know, before we get to the alimony thing, I want to mention, you know, another thing that I'd like your comment on, Donna, and that is if somebody does get divorced, you know, I know we've talked a lot about you better know what's going on, you better know where everything is, you better not be in the dark.
Right.
And that's really important. But post-divorce, you know, obviously there is this, as you said, the state you mentioned where the couple is divorcing, the woman gets her portion. She needs to be seeking out advice on that.
Absolutely.
Do you see a lot of women try to stick with the same advisor if they even know who they are, or would they be better served to go and find their own advisor and, you know, and get that separation just more clearly delineated?
Absolutely. I always recommend, especially to the woman, if she's the traditional displaced homemaker type situation, David, and it's not to reflect badly on the advisor the parties use jointly, but she needs to have her own independent advisor who is on her side only, who's giving her advice for her future and her financial security. I always suggest they get a new financial advisor. If they don't have an advisor, and shockingly and sadly, far too many people do not have a financial advisor. You know, I don't know anything about finances. I'm a lawyer. I know how to practice family law, but I don't know anything else. So even these smart, intelligent people need to have someone to help them.
Amen to that. And you know what? It's not that difficult. It doesn't matter, because people listen to this program all over the country now, Donna. They get it on the net. They're going to get it on my app.
That's so wonderful.
Well, and here's what I want to tell them, and because it echoes what you just said. The wonderful thing about technology today, although it has been disappointing in some areas, it has enabled us to be even more efficient. But one thing that's really nice is that anybody with a computer, and they can get to a computer, they can go and find a financial planner pretty easily. You know, they can go to CFP.net. Now, I'm biased for that. That's the certified financial planners. Those are the people that have gotten the extra education to be a certified financial planner designated person. They got to take a 2-day test. They've got to pass, do a bunch of stuff, and it's not easy to get. But literally, if there's a woman or man out there looking for a new planner, it's CFP.net. Is that, and you can find somebody wherever you are. If you're in Anchorage, or you're in Seattle, or you're in Los Angeles, or you're in Ormond Beach, or you are in Houston, Texas, you can find somebody. So there is no excuse for not being able to find somebody.
I'm glad to know that, David. I will give every one of my litigants that come in through my office CFT.net.
Yep, CertifiedFinancialPlanner.net, CFP. That's what it stands for. I know you're in Texas, so you might think it stands for Center Fire Pistol. Okay. All right, but it stands for Certified Financial Planner, so CFP.net, it's that, and they can go on there. And I'm not a spokesman for the Certified Financial Planner Board of Standards, but I've been a CFP. To be fair, I've been a CFP since 1998.
Wow!
And it's a difficult designation. It requires a lot of the person, not only to get it, but to maintain the designation. And it at least can give somebody the benefit of separating those that are willing to take the extra time and energy to get it versus those that perhaps are not. And it is an educational program. And the best part, Don, is they can go in and they can find somebody within 5 miles, 10 miles, 25 miles, and what they're also needing a person to help them with. They can put all that in when they do their search and find somebody right in their area.
I'm embarrassed. I didn't know this was available, because this is a tremendous help to the people who come in my office. Not only to the litigants, but to the lawyers who come in.
Well, it's, hey, listen, there are about 1 million advisors in the country, Donna.
Wow.
1 million. Okay, 1 million.
Wow.
But there's only about 60,000 of those. So what is that, 6%?
Yeah.
Who have gotten the certified financial planner designation.
Well, congratulations to you. That's an awesome designation to have. I know it takes a lot of work to earn that and upkeep it. I'm sure you have to do some sort of continuing financial education.
Oh yeah. I get as much continuing education as I do vacation. It's part of the deal, but that's what I signed up for. Nobody signed me up for it. So, but
you love it.
I do. You're guilty. but I think that, you know, getting back to our point on, you know, people, there is no excuse for not finding a financial planner. Because I think
Right. Not
only should both people in a couple relationship, who when they're sharing finances, obviously, be tuned in. But then when this all occurs, in fact, I had a woman one time, Don, and I know you'll appreciate this. She was in the process of divorce. She didn't wait till it was all over.
Right.
And she came in, met with me, and I was able to point out several things about what she was doing that really she had not thought of. And even the attorney wasn't looking at it the same way I was, you know, some of the tax implications and some of the flat out strategic stuff that she should think about.
David, that is so important. I'm glad you brought that up, because so many folks don't recognize, I mean, they know a tax, a retirement account, but they don't understand the implications of early withdrawal before age 59 and a half and the ordinary income tax. And they might switch an IRA, which of course is tax deferred, for a CD, and they don't have the same bang for the buck.
Oh, no, they don't.
You're absolutely right. It is truly a much better idea to have a financial advisor while you're happily married, but certainly when you break up, you're right. That's the very first thing, frankly, each party should do, is to educate themselves through someone who's so well-educated and highly educated like you, to inform them and help them make knowledgeable decisions on what are the nature of these assets, how do they compare.
And you know, that the financial planner, I'll do you one better, Donna, you know, they can also be party to this process. So they say, look, I've got this offer for a settlement. Here's what the other side is offering. Will this work for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, will this see me through? And that's, you know, how else would somebody know if it's enough?
You don't. You don't. You don't know how to factor in the cost of increase in living. And the thing that, and it's, I stumble even saying this because it's so sad, the women and men who get a relatively large sum of settlement when they get divorced, David, walk out of my office, and I say to myself, this is awful, but I say to myself, I'm afraid that person will go through that money, as my grandmother used to say, like a dose of salt.
Yes.
It'll be gone.
Well, you know what? That's true for, and it's really, I haven't come up with the right term for it, but it's like the wasting of a windfall. It happens
the
with.
The wasting of a windfall.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, I just thought of it. I'm glad you like it.
I do. I'm going to steal it.
Well, it's lottery winners, the accident, personal injury, wrongful death claims.
Right.
All of these fall into the same category of instant wealth. Instant wealth, instantly gone. That's what this is.
Instantly wealth, instantly gone.
Yep. 4 out of 5, 80% of the time, the money's gone in 5 years.
It is. And then the person looks up, David, and goes, what do I do now?
Or worse, or even worse yet, for any financial professional or anybody else involved, why didn't you tell me I'm going to blow all this money? God bless.
So
all right, Donna.
It is.
Let's grab another break. We'll come back, and I didn't mean to have our listeners waiting in anticipation, but I want to get your read on the alimony situation. So
okay.
Stay right there.
Good deal.
Back in 30 seconds.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we are back. Donna Harris is on the line with me. If you're just joining us, she is a friend of mine, good friend. We don't get to talk as often as we'd like, but she is a veteran attorney of many years and does a lot of work in the divorce mediation area. And okay, so let me get right to the question for you, Donna, and that is that one of the things that we have in Florida is with our divorce laws, and everybody knows I'm not an attorney. This is just what I've been talking with attorneys in Florida that specialize, you know, who are board certified in divorce.
Yeah.
They say to me, there is legislation that is afoot that may change our laws in Florida to where there is a limitation or some changes to the way alimony is done. And what I understood it to be basically is that it's alimony would be for basically half the length of the marriage. And so my question to you, because I know that in Texas you already have something similar to this, what do you think that will mean in terms of divorces for us if it's been what you guys have experienced? In other words, will it cause the divorce to be easier? Will it cause it to be more likely to be a settlement? Will it be more likely that more people are going to end up in mediation, or are more things going to go to court? What do you think the outcome or the consequence will be?
Well, it is my sincere hope that they end up in mediation, because I always tell people that no matter how good your judge is a stranger to you and your property and your assets, and you do not want a stranger telling you how to divide your own property.
So this alimony rule would come into play if the court is the one deciding.
Well, yes. Okay. Now, contractual, there's two types of money that can be paid to an ex-spouse. At least in Texas, this is the way it works, and I'm sure it is in Florida. It's the same thing. A divorce is a divorce is a divorce, frankly. The contractual alimony is by agreement of the parties. Very often, contractual alimony, David, will be used if you have a family business. And let's say the husband wants to keep that family business, and it's not an easily divisible asset, and the wife doesn't want to remain a co-owner with her ex-spouse of the business.
Right.
So he will buy her out, so to speak, with contractual alimony.
Okay.
Now, the court-ordered money in Texas is called spousal maintenance, and it means it's ordered by the court. And in Texas, and I'm sure in Florida too, the spousal maintenance has more teeth in it than does just a contract. Because as you know, a contract, you can't be put in jail. We don't have debtor's prison for a debt, that sort of thing.
Right.
So normally, money that's ordered by a court for spousal maintenance beyond divorce has more teeth in it. What I have seen happen in Texas, the challenge with the spousal maintenance or alimony statute in Texas, we've only had it about 10 years. We were one of the last states in the union to even have an alimony statute. And when you have a new law, frankly, judges are not familiar with it, and you have application that is so random from case to case because there's not been any precedent built up. The one thing I see, and in fact I saw it yesterday, sadly, the lady yesterday was relying on spousal maintenance to be paid to her for much longer than what her husband was willing to pay it.
How about that?
So there again, she is not realistic in her ideals of how to keep herself afloat financially. She hadn't talked to anybody. I think the spousal maintenance, there will be bumps in it, David, if it's in a relatively new law.
Okay.
You will hear horror stories, and then you'll hear horror stories on the other end. It usually takes a year or two for any new law to have a semblance of uniformity in its application throughout the state. Does that make sense?
It does. It makes perfect sense. And I think this, of course, I wanted to ask you that because it does go back to really, again, anybody that is, we used the survivor analogy earlier about being blindsided, and I know that you could tell stories about that as well, then we'll have to have you come back and do it another day. But I think the most important thing is people be involved and be involved with their finances and know what's going on, and it
so
makes it so much easier.
It's so important, David. If I can tell folks anything, it's to be as knowledgeable about your money and your finances and your budget and your investments and your retirement funds and get expert help. no different than going to a doctor for professional help, a dentist, a mental health professional. Money is what it's all about.
It is. Well, it's a currency. It's
means
what,
of exchange.
Exactly.
It's currency. That's right.
Well, Donna, believe it or not, we're out of time already.
Oh, gosh.
I know, it goes quick. We're going to have to
have
you back a lot soon. No, no. I'm glad you do, and I'm glad you shared with us all that experience and expertise, and we're going to have you back a lot sooner this time, okay?
I would be happy to. And everybody out there, get somebody to help you with your money. It's the best gift you can give yourself. That's the truth.
There you have it. All right. Donna,
appreciate
thanks
you,
for
David.
Being with me.
Thank you so
okay.
much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.